In Parshas Kisavo, we have this fascinating topic called Kriyas HaBikurim. The Jewish farmer, after having a successful crop, the first fruits, the Bikurim, he brings all the way to Yerushalayim, and he makes a declaration. The declaration is not about thank you, God, thank you, Hashem, for this wonderful crop. It's a declaration about everything that Hashem has done from day one in terms of transforming us into a people, into a nation, taking us from being these terribly, terribly oppressed, beaten, psychologically just having no self-worth, a group of slaves, and transforming us into a people, giving us a land, giving us the ability to be his partners in the transformation of the destiny of all of humanity. And it's quite a declaration, because Hakaras HaTov is not just thank you what you did for me now. It's going all the way back and having a profound appreciation for every step of the way. So the question is, how is it that Chazal, the Chachamim, chose this section, Kriyas HaBikurim, the story of the Jewish farmer, as the topic, as so to speak, the text of the Haggadah of Seder night? After all, wouldn't it be more intuitive to take the story of Shmos, Ve'era, and Bo, the story of the Exodus, the first 12 chapters, 13 chapters of the book of Exodus, and let that be the story of Seder night? And the Rav said the reason Chazal did this is because Seder night is not just a history lesson. It's a night of profound Hakaras HaTov, profound gratitude, as we express our appreciation every step of the way. And you see that it's a night of Hallel, you see it's a night of Dayenu, you see it's a night of gratitude. And the Rav said that's why Chazal chose this text, Arami Ovid Avi, from Parshas Kisavo, the story of the Jewish farmer coming to the Beis HaMikdash and expressing his gratitude with the harvest of the new crop, with the first fruits being brought to Yerushalayim. What's quite interesting is, in the time of the Gaonim, the Karaites, who rejected Torah Shebaal Peh, their Seder, their Haggadah, was the first 12 chapters, the story of the Exodus, the first 12 chapters of Sefer Shmos. And it's very interesting that in the time of the Gaonim, they put a cherem, an excommunication, on anyone who would use as a text of their Haggadah those 12 chapters. The Karaites, the Karaim, did many, many things that were wrong, engaged in many practices that were wrong. But the Gaonim did not impose a cherem on everything the Karaites did. Why here? Because it undermines the whole purpose of the Seder. The goal of the Seder is didactic history. It's not history as a history lesson. It's using history to express our incredible shibud, indebtedness, our sense of being bound, and our profound gratitude and appreciation to the Almighty. We're going to analyze a few of the lines of Arami Oved Avi, and the Rav gave incredible insights. After the Mitzrim, and remember, they didn't start with slavery. What did they start with? An anti-Semitism campaign. A propaganda campaign that was driven by the government. What did this say? Vayareu osanu ha-Mitzrim. And the Rav says, it doesn't say vayareu lanu. They were bad to us. They treated us in a terrible, evil way. Vayareu osanu means they made us into evil. They portrayed us as being bad and evil and terrible. And that, of course, the Haggadah elaborates because they played on the worst fears of the Mitzrim. And once there was this anti-Semitism, this hatred for the Jews, only then could they go into the next stage, Vayanunu. What's Vayanunu? That is what we call the labor tax. You know, today in modern times, there are many financial taxes, capital gains, income tax, real estate tax, estate tax. But in antiquities, and in for most of history, there was a labor tax, where you spend 2-3 weeks a year, 4 weeks a year, working on public works projects. You left your family, you left your job, you left your business, and you engaged in public works. Everyone had to do that. Any able-bodied man had to do that. Well, they created a dichotomy. Only the Jews do that. Let the Jews show gratitude for the fact that they came here during a famine, and then they exploded in terms of their population. They exploded financially in terms of their success. Let them show a little gratitude. So once there was that dichotomy, only then after that, vayitnu alinu avodah kasha, could they impose such difficult work. And it's very interesting because the Haggadah, the Medrash that the Rav analyzed, it talks about avodas perach. Perach can be from the word, as we know in Aramaic, pircha. It wasn't just slave labor. It wasn't just labor that was an economic benefit. It was the kind of labor that forced the Jews to question their self-worth, their very existence. They had women doing back-breaking work, which had no economic benefit because they couldn't do it. They had men as seamstresses, and they didn't have the fine motor coordination, and they were sitting there with needles poking themselves all day. What was the idea? The idea was to break their psyche, to break their self-worth, to depress the people. And I'm skipping now, not to the Pasuk of Vanitzak, Pasuk Zion in Parak Chavav, but to the next, it's the second half of the Pasuk. After we cried out to Hashem, because of the slave labor, Vayishma Hashem es kolenu, Hashem heard our cries. But it's not just that he heard our cries to ease the burden of the slave labor. There were certain aspects that we were not crying. We were not pleading with Hashem. But God saw that nevertheless, and he took that into account. Vayar es onyenu, ve'es amalenu, ve'es lachatzenu. What's vayar es onyenu? So the Rav explained, it's referring to the fact that husbands and wives did not engage conjugally the way a normal husband and wife would. They were so depressed, there was such a malaise over them, that there was dysfunction, there was no libido, and there was dysfunction in family life. People didn't communicate with each other, they were numb, they didn't engage in conjugal activities. And we didn't even realize it because dysfunction became the reality. Dysfunction became the norm. But Hashem saw what the experience in Mitzrayim did to our psyche. He saw that, even though that's not what we cried out for. What's Amaleinu? As you know from the Haggadah, Elu Habanim. And the Rav explained beautifully the idea of Amal. We know that from Sefer Koheles. What is ultimately, what do we toil for? What is our future? What do we as Jews work for? Our children, our grandchildren, our future, for the future, the tomorrow of the Jewish people. But they had killed our children. They had slaughtered the baby boys. And even though this was decades later, and if anything, many of these parents, they suppressed those terrible, terrible memories. They suppressed those terrible, terrible events. It's like a survivor who doesn't want to talk about it, who can't talk about it, who can't think about it. But Hashem saw the impact that had on us, how that destroyed us, how it just ruined us, having children that we brought into the world that had to be slaughtered. Even though that's not what we were crying about, because we had long, long ago put that in the back of our memories. Hashem saw that. And Hashem saw lachatzenu. And as you know from the Haggadah, Zu HaDechak. What's Lachatzenu? We were almost at the point of no return. As you know, we were supposed to be 400 years. But we were 210 years in Mitzrayim, and only 86 of those were enslavement. How does 86 years of slavery translate into 400? Many of the Rishonim, Rashi amongst them, says that had Hashem not extricated us, sent Moshe Rabbeinu, and emancipated and liberated us when he did, we would have been beyond the point of no return. There would have been no Jewish people. We would have been so assimilated, there'd be no one to liberate, no one to extricate, no one to emancipate. That's lachatzenu, that Hashem intervened. He intervened in the historical process in order to save the Jewish people, that there would be a Jewish people that would survive the Egyptian exile. None of these states, terrible, terrible depression, terrible, terrible emotional baggage, terrible, terrible spiritual plight, did we plead out to Hashem, save us. Hoshea, please save us from this state. That's not what we were praying for. That's not what our voice was. But Hashem saw the impact of all of that, and he acted. And that's the idea that we say in the Amidah every day, the Rav says, Re'e na v'anyenu, right? Vayar es anyenu. What's Re'e na v'anyenu? And we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goel Yisrael. It's not talking about the Geula. It's not talking about the God should redeem us from the exile. That's later on in the Amidah when we deal with the national needs. Es tzemach David avdecha. The idea of providing us a Mashiach. Bonei Yerushalayim. Rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in Jerusalem. Right? Ingathering of the exiles. Mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael. Those are later tefillot. What's Reina Vaninu V'riva Rivenu Ugolenu? What Geula are we talking about here? Emotional and psychological geula. We don't even realize how broken we are. We don't even realize the state of despair that we're in. We don't even appreciate, you know, whether it's the insecurities, whether it's the phobias, whether it's the fears, the anxieties that we suffer from. We don't even realize it sometimes. Sometimes it's subconscious, sometimes it's unconscious. And we say, Hashem, reina vanyinu v'riva rivenu. Please see our afflictions. Please see what we can't see within ourselves and redeem us. Enable us to overcome. Enable us to become healthy. Before we ask for physical health, refa'inu Hashem v'nei refa'i, we ask for psychological health. And that is all based upon these psukim. Of what the Jewish farmer says when he describes what Hashem did for us in the liberation from Mitzrayim and how he made us into a people and he brought us into a land and he extricated us not only from the physical enslavement and bondage, but from the emotional and spiritual bondage that we were suffering from. There are much more to be said, but we have to limit what we can say now in terms of how the Rav explained Arami Oved Avi. How rich and how beautiful this section really is. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos, a good week, and a very, very meaningful Parshas Kisavah.